Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Ready for this?
Hello.
Hello. Ready for this?
Are we? What are we looking for here?
We're looking for enthusiasm.
There's an awful lot of A4 sheets on Staples. Tommy, what are you searching for?
What are we doing now?
Not the name of the show again.
Oh, beginning.
Larita, Rambleton Academicals comes in from Kevin McCrudden.
one of those television presenters. And up next for next week's winning streak, kids.
Okay, let's continue with the show here. So I've been watching a thing called Snowpiercer. And
Snowpiercer.
It is from the director of Parasite, that movie from Korea.
Oh yeah,
that one. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Is this the lads on the train? It's an infinity train.
Yes, it's 1,001 carriages long. And
is it any good?
It's very good. If you let it come into you, if you let it breathe.
I wouldn't.
I've done 3 seasons of 10 hours each season.
Jesus Christ! There's 3 seasons on the one fucking train.
Snowpiercer. 1,001 carriages long. So the earth is frozen. It's minus 250 something. And you cannot.
And there's a fellow going around with the trolley.
Yeah, what are they doing? Buying teas and coffees.
Teas, coffees, passengers for Port Arlington.
What is it that
Please
they do?
Mind the gap between.
Mind the gap.
Can you hear that?
That's Hector's chair.
That was my chair moving there.
Can you hear that hum? That.
Yeah, but that's just normal. That's our headphones.
No, there's a kind of a.
There's a wind.
No, there isn't. That's your ears.
That's tinnitus, Tommy.
Or tinnitus, whichever one you want.
Can you hear that?
No.
No, I can hear nothing.
So what happens on the train?
So Snowpiercer is a train that never stops through a frozen earth. And it does
these... E-A-R-T-T.
That was a nightclub in Drogheda for years. Are you going dirt? And it continues this evolving, this loop around the world. And they go by the pyramids and it's frozen. Then they're in the Horn of Africa and it's frozen. Then they're in Nepal and it's frozen.
You like unrealistic stuff.
So on each of the carriages, you have the main carriage up the front where it continuously, they're going along and it's moving. And then they've all these different carriages. First class carriage where all the aristocrats and all these multi.
So hang on, just a bit of explanation. There's no one else alive in the world.
Everyone's gone.
Everyone is dead except for the passengers on the train.
Yes, and there's a couple of hundred passengers.
Well, what did they do?
So back down, right down at the tail, they're called the tail people. They're all the ones that got on last. They were all the people who had nothing and they just got their backpack and they were like they're just the street people that come off the street and they all jumped on the train and they got on it. And they've locked them down the back. They're called the tailies. And then it's all broken up. Each carriage is like, one carriage is like a lap dancing club.
Oh, and can you move between carriages?
Yeah, if you're rich enough and you have, you can go all the way through. There's 1,000.
So did the first people choose to go on the train?
Yeah, but they all tried.
They knew the
world was ending. And then when
and the only way out of this is a train.
And they get on it. And every carriage is different. You have a greenhouse carriage where they grow their vegetables. You've got these all different places. You've got this place where you go in. It's sort of like a place where you can go on these trips. It's all hidden. There's all these.
And do they have
cabaret.
Children on it?
There's no
babies. Do they make any children?
I can't tell you. There's only one baby born in Snowpiercer. So I can't tell you. I was thinking, if the world had ended and we were all on a train called Snowpiercer, what carriages would you have on your train? And so I would have, if there's 1,000 carriages on it. Now, the train is massive. Massive. It goes on forever. And it's continuous around the world. And you go outside, you
fuel. How is it fueled?
It's one of those combustible things.
Does it come to an engine?
No, there's a name on it. It never stops. There's a name.
A perpetual motion train.
What the fuck is that? Where did you get that?
From me mind.
It's a perpetual motion train, Tommy. You've hit it on the fucking...
Tommy, you're so brainy.
So, if you had your own carriages
so
on
So can
it,
they just go
on.
Through everywhere because they don't need railway lines like...
Oh, it's on one continuous
How did they
line?
Build a fucking a railway line that lasted...
Because they knew the earth was going to freeze, so they were planning this. Your man, Sean Bean.
Sean Bean?
Is it... What's his name?
Who?
Sean Bean.
Sean Bean, no.
What's that English actor?
Sheen, you mean?
No, Sean Bean.
Mr. Bean.
No. Sean whatever. You know, Viagra. Oh, lads. Hello, lads. Sean.
Viagra?
He does the ads for Viagra.
No, that's you.
That's you, Hector.
You're part of the Viagra
What's your man
ad
from
club.
The
community.
What's your man from the north of England? He's working class and he's
Sports Sheffield.
Yeah, and he's got the...
He was in the royal family.
Good looking lad. Oh. Sean...
Christopher Eccleston.
Oh. Maguire.
No. Sean Beam. Sean Bean.
Bean.
No. Sean... What's his name? You'd know him to see the minute you see him.
Well, yeah, we know.
We can't see him right now, though.
What else was he in? He was the last. Oh, he's been in loads.
Like
of
what?
Biker Grove.
Was he in Time? The thing on BBC One. Did he win a BAFTA?
Who's?
Well, you're asking too complicated.
Okay, I'm going to try and imitate him.
Oh no, we're not going.
Who's the lad from the north of England? That's a good-looking lad, and he's in his late 40s now, early 50s. My name is Sean Bean.
Is he rough-looking?
Yes.
Was he in Casualty?
My name is Sean Bean. John Beam.
Bean.
John Beam.
John, that's a whiskey.
Is that David Toulis you're thinking of?
No, go to Snowpiercer and tell me who it is.
Sean Bean was in Time.
Go to Snowpiercer and see who the lead is. My name is... I'm from the north of England. I've been acting for about 30 years.
Is that him?
Yes!
Yeah, Sean Bean.
Sean Bean.
Thank you, I was just doubting myself. Why didn't you come and say it's Sean Bean? Because you knew the accent.
But I didn't know who it was.
My name is Sean Beam. And
he just said
Why
time.
Are you saying Beam? It's Bean, as in Bean, Mr. As, Bean.
Or yeah, I've been here
I've said
yesterday.
It, but you didn't come back with me. I said Bean. It's, my name is Sean Beam and I've been acting.
Not Beam.
It's Sean Bean.
Bean. I've been in.
Like it has been.
You've been and gone.
Sean Bean.
Yes.
Bean.
My name is Sean Beam and I've been acting for
Bean. Bean.
Just because he's from England, he
Will
doesn't
Will you listen to
M.
what I'm saying? My name is Sean Beam and I've been... And I've been
acting.
I'm trying to imitate him for that.
Bean.
My name is Sean Bean.
Yes. There you go.
And I've been acting for about 37 years in a variety of projects.
Yeah.
And now I'm the lead in Snowpiercer.
Yes.
A perpetual motion train, 1,001 carriages long.
Did it start in England?
And then, I don't know where it started. And then he goes, and this is Revolution number 47.
What does Sean Bean do on the train?
He's the guy that devised the train. The minute you put your finger...
Is he the pilot? The
minute you put your finger out, you will freeze to death and they throw people out if they're bold. And it's unbelievable. So what type of carriages would you have? So if I had an Irish version of Snowpiercer, I would have... So you're walking back 1,000 carriages. The first one I'd have is a chipper. It would have to be a classic Italian chipper or all your favourite stuff. Then you would have another one where people just drink tea. From all over the world, tea masters.
I'd have points.
Then you have a bar. You could have your favourite bar. Then you would have another place where there's just poetry. You could have your man reading poetry. What's his name from fucking up the country? The lad we read from fucking Sligo and Leitrim, a great fucking.
Do you mean
poetry.
Cody?
Poet Cody.
He was
we
not
could have
from
a poetry.
It.
He's Wexford or Wicklow.
You could come into another carriage, which would just be the great games of the GAA or GAA Gold. Imagine that. Have your own carriages, 1,000 carriages.
You'd have to have a Chinese.
You'd have the China Garden. You'd have Michelle from the China Garden in there. Fantastic Chinese restaurant, one of the carriages. What else would you want on a carriage when the rest of the world is
gone? You'd
have
a pool table.
Oh, yes. A pool hall.
Or a snooker hall.
Yes.
No. A
hospital.
No.
A clinic. That's okay.
Fuck off.
Go on.
So you could get your hair done.
A tattoo parlour.
No.
You're so excited.
Oh, come on, Tommy.
I've got carriages.
There's a supermarket.
I've got carriages for you there at all.
Okay, so just think what carriages you want.
I'd only need about 8, possibly 9 carriages.
And would they all be locked so people wouldn't be mixing with you?
Will you let me finish, Lisa?
You've got a lot of attitude this week.
Oh, hello. Shake that off.
On the attitude.
I saw the Beyonce shoulder.
What's
all
my
the
attitude?
Single ladies. All the single ladies. Well, not really.
Donna Dominatrix. Come here. Could you go on your phone there, please?
Okay.
Snowpiercer.
And just very quickly, so we don't lose momentum.
Yes.
Like the Perpetual Motion podcast.
Hurry up, yes.
Snowpiercer.
And Sean Beam.
My name is Sean Beam.
Bean!
Can you please Google, what are the seven deadly sins? Quick now, Larissa. I know.
Lust.
Gluttony. Yeah.
Felony. Pitney. Brittany.
Pride.
Okay.
Greed.
Yeah.
Lust.
Yeah.
Envy.
Yeah.
Gluttony.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wrath.
As in.
My name is John Wrath. No, I've been.
Wrath is like anger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wrath. Yeah.
And sloth.
Sloth. Oh yes. Okay. Oh, fucking love it.
So these would be my seven carriages
go.
On my train.
Okay.
There's only seven carriages. The world is over, so all you can do really is postpone your death. Right?
Yeah.
That's because you're gonna. And who wants to live on a train? So if you're gonna go, you might as well go big. So the train would only pick up people at the first carriage.
Okay.
Okay. And when you walk out of your job, when you get on the train, your duty. Your only function is to walk through the seven carriages, and the end of the seven carriages is death. You either get killed or thrown off the train, or that's the last one.
And how long can you spend on each one?
You can spend months.
It's up to you, but when you get sick of it, you move on. So each of the carriages is based. What you do is you overindulge in one of the seven sins. So the first one I've written is lust.
Oh my so God. You're walking into a carriage full of lust.
It would just be this, as a friend of mine said, the smell of sex.
That'd be exhausting to get started on. Would not be better putting that down?
Velvet. This is my train! He's Snowpiercer, not you.
Yeah, but I just...
Be quiet, Larita! Back to the tail with you, Larita! Back to the tail!
Sorry, Tommy.
Do not speak!
Woman.
No. This is Snowpiercer. Caliphat. No, do you know what happens on Snowpiercer, Tommy? Your one goes on the mic going, ding dong. Hello, passengers. So, ding dong. Do not speak when other people speak on Snowpiercer.
Okay, you're not helping, actually. Okay, you're not helping.
Yes, you are.
But I won't shout at you because you're my friend.
Shout at me one more time, please.
But just, Rita, do not speak.
Don't interrupt him now, because he's on about a carriage full of sex. I want to hear
not
this.
Say there's something wrong at my train.
Lusty lips and boobs and fannies, Tommy. Full of fannies. A carriage full of fannies.
Or that it's...
And big
I've got the carriages in the wrong order.
Well, I think they are in the wrong order.
And if he puts... Larita! Do not speak! No reference of Mayo in the next 5 minutes.
Are you...
Larita!
Can I ask one question?
No, you've already
spoiled. Are you the only man on the train?
No, you don't understand. It's Snowpiercer. There's thousands of people on a 1,000 carriage train. We're in the first carriage and it's called what, Tommy?
It's not 1,000 carriages. I thought I
explained
it very clearly. There are seven carriages. Each one is based on one of the seven.
But this is your train then. Take it away. What's in the first one?
Lust.
Tell me, is there velvet fucking curtains?
There is just, you fuck
and suspenders
for as long as you can and as much as you can and until spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, physically and psychically you are the far side of fucking.
Right.
You
never want to fuck again.
You could stay there for 12 years if you wanted to.
Is it like a
he's getting annoyed. Leave
a
him.
Swingers party.
Is it
all lying in on top of each other?
It's, if you can imagine a train, you're in the nip. You walk
it must smell disgusting as well.
I'm having real issues here, Hector, with just the concept.
Rita, my imagination wants to go with this, so please shut it! Shut it! Till he paints the picture for somebody walking the local GA pitch. Keep it going.
So the first one is just, it's pubic. It's it's all it's any amount of riding, any amount of styles, encounters, whatever you want, and it's relentless. It's relentless riding.
Mm-hmm.
It's an epidemic. It's like, for me, it'd be I've mentioned before, I'm fiercely taken with. Is it Serena Williams?
Yes,
Tommy.
Who's the younger, more powerful one?
Serena.
So for me, it'd be like climbing into...
The Wimbledon dressing room.
No, it'd be like a train full of Serena Williamses. just packed. And it's hard to tell an arm from a leg, from an arse, from a stomach. It's just, and you just fuck for weeks, days. Each individual. So each carriage would be done up to the traveller's fantasies. Okay?
Right, yes.
So you'd have different fantasies. God
yes,
knows what to be.
I hope so.
New ones, but you it's that's called the lust carriage.
Lovely,
and then he's covering it like as if he's doing a spelling test.
He's not allowing you to copy him.
And then the
next
the gluttony car. That's just you ate as much as you want for as long as you want, at any amount of what you want.
Drink
old minestrone soups and cucumber and anything you want. Fucking avocado morning, noon, and night. Fucking hors d'oeuvres and caviar and fucking cheese and Branston pickle and salad cream and lettuce and corned beef, cabbage and spuds and steak and chocolate and cream and apple tart and fucking ciabattas to beat the band.
And
crisps.
You're there until you've going to be there
more. Physically fucked and physically fucked again.
But you're what I'm saying is the adventure goes out of all these things for you, and you're saying, if I never do that again, that's fine. Pride, then there'd be like a parade for the LGBT community. That'd be an all kind of a rainbow carriage.
Just that's the pride carriage,
that's
isn't it?
The pride carriage.
And would you have a what would be the name of the bar be in there?
No, I don't know much about that.
Well, you wouldn't be there. Able to have the
George. The George could take the franchise.
No, you'd have all that done in the gluttony.
No, but the George could take the franchise.
Anyway, we're moving on. And then we're on to greed.
Oh, so what would you
do
there?
The greed carriage. All sinister fuckers in there fucking stealing off each other.
And they'd be playing cards and robbing money off each other.
It'd be a casino, Tommy. It'd be a casino.
And there'd be some sort of connection to the stock exchange.
Yeah.
It'd be a fictional stock exchange, but your brain would be wired to think that it's real.
Everyone wearing pinstripe suits and big bellies.
And you'd win all the money in the world, and you could own all the world. Yeah. And you could, there'd be lobes, loads, L-O-D-E-S, on your lobes, just to make you feel as if the world is real outside of this greed empire.
A giant game of Monopoly.
Or something, and you win everything. Then envy.
Envy. Oh, Lord. Imagine walking into the envy carriage.
Envy carriage. It would just, it's
just jealous bastards.
you'd be all jealous of what you did.
I'm kind of losing a bit.
You started to.
And then wrath is after that. And I'm kind of.
Just angry people.
I don't know.
I really we haven't. Mix them up.
We don't have that nailed. We might have spent some time thinking privately on those ones. And the last one then is sloth.
And what's that?
What's that, Tommy?
That is just fat, naked people being lazy.
Fired round everywhere.
No, just fucking sponged and fucking flopped. And
massage,
massive, and just lazy. And then when all those things have gone through your body, and you said, "I really have lived a full life of I've experienced everything the world has to offer me. Mm. I've had enough," and then I jump out at the end of the train as death. That's my train.
I like the first couple, but
I have to say, if that was my train,
yeah. But Loretta, it's not your train.
Okay, so now Loretta,
jeez, I'd say you were a pain the whole of Christmas. I'd say you'd come in and just
yeah, Christmas,
because playing with everybody else's toys, going, "Oh, if I had the Lego, I'd build this." It's not yours.
So Loretta, I now
get the fuck away from me. My Lego,
my train. My train. He got a bit too obsessed with the train thing, Hector. So,
okay,
don't fuck with me,
Loretta. Loretta, now we want you to take us on your train, 1,001 carriages long, revolutions
that's
all over.
Too long now. I'm
painting the picture of Snowpiercer. You are on Snowpiercer, and it's your train. What do you want in your carriages? Life has ended, apart from life on a train and a continuous run around the world.
I'd have one holiday train, like a good weather train.
Right, with sunshine, beach and everything in there.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Loungers.
This is just going to be a list of stuff you like about life.
No, but it's not. Let her be, Tommy.
I like Tommy's train. Let her be. Except I didn't like that he started heavy on the. I would have rearranged
it. Okay, so
train.
Of course you would. I would have rearranged.
So the first one is a beach. That's lovely. It's a beach. It's a Hawaiian beach. It's cocktails. It's really
Cox.
Warm in there.
Cox.
And it's flip flops. It's bikinis. It's a swimming pool. Right. Where do you go then?
It's like Miami.
Yes.
Unplugged.
Lovely. Where do you go then?
Then
this is boring.
You can do anything you want.
This is boring because this is my train.
No, let's.
I need a question for you, Hector. What can you give us an example of some of the plot twists in Snowpiercer?
Yeah, so it know, sounds like it's just.
So the tailies. So what goes on in it?
Is there murder?
The tailies down the back have to start eating each other when a body dies, and they only get one bit of food every day is thrown in under. Like,
why are they tolerated?
Because they're the people down the back.
But
that
why
have
don't
nothing.
They just jump off?
No, they have nothing, and finally they start infiltrating the train every day.
Why are they tolerated?
Because they bring them to be the slaves all the way through for the first class and for the different places. Like, you walk into one of the places on Snowpiercer, it's like being in a bar in a dingy 1920s Soho in New York, and it was all the Chinese are running it, and there's opium dens and everything. Like, anything goes on Snowpiercer.
Once you surrender to the fantasy of the story, that's one thing, but just the practicality of the carriages sounds a little bit unrealistic.
Yeah, they are different worlds.
There's a lot of trains there.
There's 1,000 carriages.
But did it tell
how
you?
How wide
like,
is a carriage?
Every carriage is, it's mad.
Is it just like a normal train though?
No,
it's bigger than the train that comes out of Houston, say. It's about 25 times the size of a normal train. But it just works.
Is there about 1,000 carriages on it, actually?
It's 1,001 carriages.
And does it say, now you're entering 101, or does it say carriage 1 or carriage 4? Or
it's just different worlds.
And is there other characters in this manner? Every does he carriage, just walk through all
every carriage is a different world. There's criminals, there's bad bastards, there's good people, there's posh people, there's aristocrats, there's travellers, there's fucking bad boys, there's great people, there's strippers.
Is it just like...
Does the train ever have to stop?
No, the train never
Because leaves
stops.
On the line or
no,
something.
No, it never, just flies through
but
the
Hector,
snow.
It sounds like every other programme on Netflix just all put in together on a train. Like Peaky Blinders, like Top Boy.
Deadwood.
Like Deadwood, like
that's
Selling
Sunset.
That's an
awful thing to say about all of those shows. You could never put all of those shows on one train.
But that's what it sounds like.
No, it's a very unique world. The world has ended.
But it's got every world on one programme.
Yes, but when the world ends and there's only one train to take us away.
What's outside?
Frozen tundra.
But is it, it sounds
no,
not great.
No, it's magnificent. The minute you go outside, you die because of 400.
But does it ever stop?
400 degrees minus Celsius.
It's not like a cruise where they stop at different places.
No, it's the life on the train.
What happens if the window
opens? It's
the
different social fucking groups that are on a train day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month
life
out.
In, life out.
No, life in, life
not
out.
But not outside.
But it's all on the train. And you can have what? Give me, is there a Mayo world in this? Is there a, what do you want on your train?
Is there one man driving the train and does
the
he
train
ever
driver.
Get a break?
No, there's a couple of engineers up the front.
And are they involved in the programme?
They're always involved.
What's happening to the world outside? Is it static or is there some, is there
sometimes,
turbulence?
Sometimes they'll hear
it. Never hit an iceberg.
What was that? And they go deep into the
Mars
sonar
code.
And they go, we're just heading round the Horn of Africa. The temperature has dropped significantly and it's all, oh my God, the temperature's dropping. Maybe there's a place in this frozen world where we can survive.
Oh, you are such
Jesus
a good actor,
Jesus Christ.
Hector, you're so good
Thank
at acting.
You,
and
Tommy.
Did they say stop?
Could you do that bit again? Or just go
okay.
On.
The whole bit.
Shh, this is the sonar coming in. Because what they do is they put up these weather balloons. They shoot them off the top of the train just to go all over the world
and to see what the weather's like.
And then you see places
but
like
why
the,
does it matter
then you see like the
like
frozen Taj Mahal and there's a weather balloon going over it. I like this fucking great image.
Yes.
Or you see
is the Premiership on in the train?
Yeah.
You can have the Premiership
but how
on.
How could it be?
It could be on in rotation. You could have all ex-Premiership players in a Premiership
club. Would have to be club. Old games.
Okay. You can do anything you want. You could have all the legends of Meath and Kerry football in one and Dublin boys drinking away. You can have anything you want on Snowpiercer.
But there's nothing
That's
in real
That's what I want
time.
To push your boundaries. I want to push your imagination. Push it all together and let's live on that train, Snowpiercer.
So I was talking earlier on about being in the Opera House in Wexford Saturday night and how... opera is all about amazing passion, isn't it? It's all
Do you
about
like the opera?
Well, no, but there's a particular song by the Queen of the Night in the Magic Flute.
Gives a little bit of
by
that,
Mozart,
Tommy.
Which blows my mind.
Gives a little bit of
I don't know it, but if it listeners, the Queen of the Night from the Magic Flute is astounding.
Is it on the piano?
Doodle doo. Doodle doo. Is that it?
What do you mean it's on the piano?
I don't know.
It's on the flute. He just said it's a flute.
It's
a fucking opera. It's an opera.
Oh,
it's
an opera.
Oh, it's a song.
Sorry,
it's a song.
I thought you meant it was from Mozart.
It's a song.
As in.
It's a song that somebody sings.
Opera singing, no music.
Yeah. Do you want to Google, and I'll show you how it blows your mind. Google Queen of the Night there
put
on your
it up
phone.
There on YouTube. And by the way, I got invited to...
the story isn't about you, Hector. Hector.
A very famous singer wanted to invite me guest list to his show. And he said he's a big listener to the podcast.
Tommy Fleming.
And he's a very, very famous singer. And he said, for the work you do and the laughter you give us,
and how come you've
you're
got
such
invited
an amazing person. And I love everything you do.
I love everything you do.
You do or we do.
He said me, particularly the shows. He also said the podcast.
Johnny Logan.
I'm
close. Is it a Eurovision person?
No, it's better. There's
Daniel O'Donnell.
There's a couple of them on stage.
The High Kings.
Yep, the boy, that up out of the road, you little diggers.
So what's he invited you to?
He invited me to one of the High King gigs.
Did he invite us?
I didn't go. I couldn't go. It was Saturday night in Leisureland. I can read out the email if you just want.
Why didn't we?
He said he knew he was so busy and he just said, love the podcast. And shout out to the High Kings.
What's their names? They're the brothers.
I don't know. Have you got Queen of the Night there?
Yes.
Okay. Can you listen? Listen, it goes mental in a minute. Listen.
Is actually coming out of someone's mouth.
That's fucking incredible.
Wow.
There's
well, that's at the moment. It's a funny one because at that moment,
I wet myself and listen to that.
It's an amazing moment in the opera when that happens because it's the
Hector,
pain.
Easy now, Hector. You're on thin ice. You're on thin ice here, brother.
It's a moment of desperation for the Queen, and you know it's a very interesting part of the opera. The Queen of the Opera.
Tell us more about that, Hector.
She's the queen of the silver dollar.
So, that's the more music I'd be into.
My missus can sing that. Note for note.
Wow.
My missus trained as an opera singer for a little while.
Oh my God.
So, I'm in the opera house and it's a place of big emotion, right? And I was just thinking, it's amazing to be experience that type of passion. And it started me thinking about fucking Fair City. In my imagination, I was comparing how dynamic. You wouldn't mind dying if you were dying in an opera, would you? Because you'd be like, I'm going to die.
And it'd be
I'm going to die. And it'd be fucking, you just feel it. Never.
There'd be a song about it.
It'd just be powerful. Whereas Fair City is such a fucking dribble of mundane.
You all right?
It's all fucking...
Are you all right?
I'm going to tell it to our face. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
Yeah, fuck them, mum.
And I don't blame the actors because the actors are... A lot of them are fine actors.
Yeah.
You know, but they're just... The schedule is so relentless. They don't... Every time you see a performance in a soap opera, it's usually the actor's first draft of a creative act.
Right.
But usually in film or in theatre, you get to go draft after draft after draft until you come up with something that you're happy with and then you go, let that be released. But in fucking soap operas, you get one go and then we're moving on. And I was just thinking about Danny Dyer.
He's in EastEnders.
Who's acting, I believe now, God be good to him, he's a fine man. His acting now is so bad that it's almost become a genre of its own.
I have never seen it.
I don't
what's
watch
it like?
It is fucking...
Gives a bit of a tummy.
It is...
But sure, isn't it all that depression? How is it?
It's all right. I'm not doing it. Because I said, all right? That's happening. Yeah. Go away. Don't tell me. I'm not here. Go home. Shut up. And then he hosts this other fucking game show on BBC One about fucking balls falling through a fucking tube. Landing on numbers. That's all it is. It's this massive fucking board the size of a building.
Oh, it's
fall ball or something.
No, it's
match ball.
It's the thing that's in the amusements. You know when you put your coin in and it falls.
And the coin. It's like
what? Do you win the money that it falls on?
It's like Tipping Point without the fucking Tipping Point. Do you mind that? Your Tipping Point.
But do you win the money that it stops on? Or
some fucking... I don't know what the fuck it is.
How is EastEnders? The question here is how...
But Danny's on that as well. And he's gone, all right, best luck. I'll be doing it. Here comes the ball. Oh my God.
That was so close. I love you. Dad. I feel for you.
It's like...
Well done. How is EastEnders? My mother loved the soap operas.
But I think
she loved Hoping at Home and Away.
Yeah, but I think soap operas used to reflect people's lives. I think Coronation Street and
these, Emmerdale.
You used to be able to watch those and go, the same kind of shit is going on in my life.
Yeah.
But something happened in the past few years where they've gone, everyone is either murdered, about to be fucking murdered,
yeah, and they're
about
all to be small put in villages, prison. Like.
And it's just all a bit, and there aren't enough fucking crazy cunts. There aren't enough people who say,
did you watch Red Rock?
I was abducted by aliens. Or I've just been talking to Padre Pio in a cave down by the Alley Pally. And he said, if I don't learn how to drive by next week, he's going to drown all my dogs.
There's none of that kind
that would
of
be, if
unusual.
You were in EastEnders, you'd be like that, would you?
I just
or, need, yeah, EastEnders.
You just need strange people. How come there aren't any people?
So who would you bring in to... that one in Ireland, Fair City, but trying
I'd,
to make
I'd bring in a fellow who could astral project himself into different times and places.
And where would he be down in McCoy's having a pint like?
And then he could just fucking be an Aztec in Mexico. I'd bring a woman who could see into closed drawers in wardrobes. She could just see. You could put an envelope in with stuff written on it. And she would just fucking...
Can I ask you a personal question?
No, Larita, stop interfering with my imagination.
Did you...
Larita! I will burn your pubic hair with this lighter.
Have you taken heavy...
Larita!
After taking something...
You are like the fucking...
I'm going to burn...
Don't block his
you
channel.
You are like the...
Don't block his
George
channel.
You're like... You're,
he's going to burn my pubic hair with this
leave
lighter.
Leave it out.
And he's holding it up as well.
Leave it out. Tell her to stop in a Danny
will
Dyer
singe
accent.
You.
I'll send you. So
you're like the fucking speed van of my imagination. You're telling me to slow down.
You've taken something heavy.
But I just think we have an opportunity with every soap opera we have with Russ Naroon and with Fair City just to start introducing strange people. The bulk of the cast can be ordinary, involved in working in a shop or fucking managing their eyebrows or whatever the fuck they do in Fair City. But you need a few. Need somebody.
What would your name be?
Barclay John, who has just
rammed on poaching.
And yes, he was in the psychiatric in Ballinasloe for 15 years and then they fucking closed it down and he's come back home to live with the mother.
You see, who's
dead a long time.
If you go back to the great days of Coronation Street, you had Jim from Belfast, who was liable to say fucking anything.
And he was married to...
He was married to...
Liz.
Liz.
And she wore leopard print a lot.
Oh, leopards.
And Beth Lynch.
Beth was in there.
Oh, and Kevin. Gail Tilsley's neck.
And Vera the mother. And what about Kevin? Yeah. Even though he was vulnerable, he was still a mechanic. Kevin was
and
old.
Mike Baldwin Kevin, then I wanted the knickers.
Mike and
Alma.
Baldwin.
And Alma.
Alma.
And they were the kind of posh ones.
And the two of them in the shop.
Well, Mavis, I don't really know.
Kevin. And Rita. Sally. I love Sally. Oh, where's Sally? Has anyone seen Sally?
Sally.
But no one ever has diarrhoea.
I've got the runs.
On a soap opera, or no one's ever having their period in a soap opera, or no one's ever just, you know, going through the menopause, or do you know what I mean? No one's ever. It's just.
EastEnders is pure.
No one's
depressing.
Ever impotent in Fair City.
No.
You ever see?
I wonder how would you build an actual story around that?
Is Grant still? Is your man there still in EastEnders? Grant, your man's brother.
No,
Grant got killed.
Who's the other brother?
He's gone off in Afghanistan, isn't he?
He's gone off diving for shipwrecks.
He's busy.
Who's your other brother? What's
Dolly Parton.
No, the other brother. Grant's brother.
Shay.
All right, mate.
Phil.
Has been.
I think Phil is dead a few times, isn't he?
Is he?
He's 60 years in EastEnders.
It's awful depressing in EastEnders. If they found a fiver on the ground, it's like a party on.
What lucky am I is we don't do any of those.
No one ever farts in a fucking soap opera. There's ever people in the bar and they think, who the fuck? You all right, mate? Fuck me. Where are you from? Tooting?
The speed van of Tommy's imagination.
Go back to the opera anyway. What were you saying?
So about? I just started thinking about opera and how dramatic it was.
Oh yeah, compared to a soap opera.
And then I was thinking that I would much prefer to die in a soap opera than live forever. No.
I'll
say it again. I would much prefer to die in an opera than live forever in a soap opera.
And they do live a long time and they're in it forever. And is it sort of the graveyard of your acting career if you're in there? Because if you stay there for a long, long time, you sort of don't do anything else, do you?
Glenn Rowe stuck it up
on
Miley and the Babysitter. Remember that? What a great scene. She minged the head of him.
Munging?
Mylin. Shifting.
They were out in the bales of hay.
Oh yes. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Just as they fell onto the hay.
They were in the zone of people's imagination. You know, they were doing farming jobs and they were...
Calves were being born and yos were dropping lambs and there was just...
Lads were drinking pints.
Real things. There was a couple of... The Blackie Connors was in it.
Blackie the Traveller.
Yeah, there was good fucking life and dynamism in it.
If you go back to the Reardons, there was always fucking shenanigans.
Oh, yeah.
The Reardons. The Bracken. Reardons.
Does there be any...
Someone was getting sexually assaulted every week in Bracken and they paid no heed to it.
Give the guard a call.
Ah, oh, couldn't be bothered.
Fuck that shit.
My father's after riding me again, but I don't give a fuck.
Go out and feed that sporty cat.
I can't. Uncle Dinny is at me. Get off me, you old pervert.
Shut up, you, and feed that sporty cat.
Go out and ride that donkey like you rode him last week.
Where the fair? Yeah, where's the pedicure? Who saw the Systemix?
Dinah's after falling into the slurry pit. Fucking liver.
Liver. Is that...
What are we having for dinner? Swan.
Cook. Roasted swan.
We're having roasted swan.
And checkered goose.
With a bit of a fucking... With one spud, we've just sucked between the
tables. Battered badger.
That was real fucking...
Is there any sex in
there? I'm after riding my sister nurse to go to mass.
And be the altar boy. Is there any sex in Fair City?
I don't know. A bit of fingering maybe, but it's no real...
Jesus Christ.
Okay, let's change it
up. We have spent the entire day in the fucking gutter here.
Gutter.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I was thinking
about anything.
Of buying a greyhound.
Oh my God, can I get involved?
Yes. I think we should go down the road.
The excitement of that.
Yeah, I've seen a few people. There's a few great trainers of greyhounds around the country. And every time I see them, they're like Robin Hood meets Charles Dickens meets Dick Turpin meets Only Fools by Horses meets a bit of Willie Mullins meets a bit of Gordon Lely.
How much would you pay for one? I just love the head. Could we buy one for 30,000 and put 10 each
in? The fuck, you buy a fucking...
you buy Greyhound Stadium for 30,000.
Stop!
Well, how much?
We'll spend five grand for a cheap little bitch.
No, but we don't want a cheap bitch. We want a good one.
We'll get a good fast bitch for £5,000.
Will you?
And
but we have to put it into training and
these,
stuff.
Every time I see these trainers, these greyhound trainers, they look as if butter wouldn't melt in their mouth. But they're as crafty and genius-like. And they know these hounds that have been crossing the land of our country for thousands of years.
Where would we have them stationed? For training.
It could be cool.
Like, are they proper? Like, normally it's just a fellow who lives in a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got a greyhound out the back.
Yeah.
But they're the lads.
Are they proper, like, in the same way that there are training places for horses? Like, yes, are there training places for greyhounds?
Oh yeah, they'd have a little gallop as well if they have a bit of land. But you see, the lovely thing about a greyhound trainer is if you only got 6 or 7 greyhounds, he will mind that dog like it's a prince or a king. He'll be out in the local walking their dogs. You ever see them boys walking their dog? That's what I think. There's something beautiful about it. It's in the blood. And I'm just fascinated by these unbelievable greyhound trainers that are around the country. And then the clientele that goes to Shelbourne Park or Curraheen Park or Cork or Limerick or wherever they go, or Tralee on a Friday night or Galway on a Saturday night.
Can we get one?
Yes,
we?
Imagine us having...
What do we call it?
I don't know. We could call it the Knockmore... Nav. The Knockmore Bullet.
We could call her Nav.
Death Cunt.
Out of trap 6, it's Twilight Silly. Trap 5 is Death Cunt. Trap 4 is the Knockmore Prince. And it's Knockmore Prince out of the traps and she's gone. She's like, she's a bullet. 26.6, the Knockmore Bullet.
It's awful exciting.
The Queen of Niffin.
Niffin. I saw a greyhound being walked just as a pet.
Yes.
Down the street.
They're seemingly very friendly and they don't need much exercise, which is the rare
thing.
Well,
I just thought, if you were a greyhound as a pet, you must be thinking to yourself, I fucking hate my life right now. I could be a greyhound, like, exciting, like training, going after rabbits.
No, but they're probably retired. Those greyhounds do need a lot of those retired.
They're boring.
They could be retired greyhounds and they could be fostered greyhounds. But greyhounds... predominantly, if they're a racing greyhound, are treated like kings. And we find a lad with a bungalow out the back and 9 bitches.
But is there like is there a stables for greyhounds?
Yes.
Like is there like could you drive up a big drive?
Yes. Well, it won't be a big drive. It might be driving into a normal house and then you go out the back and it turns into a greyhound fantasy land. And there's a lovely little...
What's got fucking rabbits dressed up like rabbits in suspenders and...
Oh, rabbits playing around.
All greyhounds sitting up at a table going...
Some lady rabbit fiddling with herself.
Will you have a pint?
Come over here, like, death cunt.
We're not going to call the greyhound that. We're going to call the greyhound something like the boyne...
Spew.
No, you have to get something fast and majestic, Tommy. Go back into something like Cuchulain's
Lightning.
Dog. Who are the great dogs of Cuchulain? The hounds of something like...
Well, Cuchulain is the hound of Cullen.
Hound of Cuchulain. Cuchulain. Something. Who? Well, anyway... when you go out to these places, they don't, they're predominantly downtown. There's some trainers, they're not, it's not 6,000 rolling acres in the middle of fucking Tipperary.
Well, would we be better with a horse then?
No, the greyhound is more, it's more us.
Coonagui.
Coonagui. The dog of the wind.
Oh,
whoa,
yes.
Oh, my word.
I bet you there's already one.
Welcome to Curraheen Park here, the 716, 526 metres. Trap 1 is Twilight Silly. Trap 2 is Golden Nugget. Trap 3 is Coonagui. Unbeaten bitch, she's down from there. So, and her connections are very strong. 6-4 to feed it, 5-4. The trap, the hare is running. Boof.
I bet you there's one already.
Somebody shoots the fella doing the commentary.
Someone shoots the rabbit.
I just think we could get really out the joy.
Do you reckon about $5,000?
$5,000. Look, at there was a great Navin.
Well, do you remember the Late Late Show? What, that's a famous greyhound name, Lucky Larry, or
Pat Kenny bought it. Greyhound, yeah, but that was 30 years ago.
But
the Late Late Show dog won loads of money.
But it won it all for charity.
Yes.
So why don't we get a greyhound?
Absolutely. The thing about the dog is, there's a great little bar in Ennisdiamond called Morty Morrissey's. And you walk in, there's not one picture of a horse on the wall. They're all dog men. Greyhounds are in the blood in this country and they're mighty people. Navin had the greatest dog.
Oh, yeah.
Navin had the greatest dog of all time. About 15 years ago, a dog called Bypass Byway won the Derby. Broke all records, Shelbourne Park, owned by the Carneys and Navin. Bypass Byway.
The Badger Carney.
The Badger Carney and all the boys.
Now, our one has to be a good fella. We'll I want him winning things.
Yeah,
so.
But if the bitch, if we get a nice bitch.
Would you be better with a bitch?
And she wins a few races, we'll breed off her then. And we'll start breeding pups.
So get
pups.
A bitch.
Ah, no, that's...
Breeding pups then.
No, that, who was... That, you're all about the cash and not about the crack. Why would you want to be breeding? You just want to be racing.
Because her lineage will lure Coonagui, Coonahishka, Coo Green, Coo Nagalyeva. She'd be, her legacy lives on.
Coo on Toon.
I am getting something from you on that.
You were definitely
I will look
doing
into
it.
This.
You get it.
And tell me this, is there Ladies' Day at the Greyhound
yes.
race?
Yes.
Is there?
Yeah, you can. It's as big as you want. It's been Shelbourne. But we'll go to the smaller tracks. Mullingar.
No, but we want to go to the big derbies too.
We will if the dog is good enough.
Well, we want to go
we'll
to
get
one.
A right trainer and he'll have
but it's kind of corrupt, isn't it, Greyhound racing?
No.
Is it?
They tie their testicles with elastic bands and shove Mars bars up their arses to slow them down.
Why Why, Mark?
That's a fact.
Mark?
We're going to go now for an ad break.
Why, Mark?
Don't they feed dogs like Kit Kats to slow them down?
No.
And give
no,
them fish
no,
and chips
no,
on a
no.
Yeah, they do have to. It's all crooked.
I don't think so, Tommy.
But your everything's
I don't think
crooked,
it is.
Tommy.
I think they're trying to give greyhound racing a better name.
Either bet.
I would like a longer race. I'm not. The one lap doesn't do any.
There is a longer one, and sometimes they go over little hurdles, like little.
Oh
yes, there's little hurdles for them.
Can we put a little jockey on the back?
The beauty is when the hare goes by and your man.
Wouldn't it be great to get a greyhound and then get a rabbit dressed as a jockey on his back?
On his back, yeah, and tie him on.
Yeah.
The lovely thing about when the dog wins a race, please God, is that we're all there, and you put the dog up on number one on the podium, and it's Saturday night in Cook in.
And would we be able to stand up beside him when he wins?
Of course, we're winning connections.
Oh yeah, winning connections,
yes. Yeah. And we have a greyhound, we decide what charity it goes to, and we will have some fun.
And every time he races, will we put it on to a different charity, or will we just align him to the one?
Let's cross that bridge when we come to it. Let's get the greyhound
every
first.
Every time he wins. But the beauty is, imagine us going, and we're going somewhere where there's a lad training the dog.
So we need to get a good pedigree, and we need to get a good trainer.
Yes, and...
So if someone can get in touch with us.
I just love the idea of having the dog out that we could call any day of the week to see the dog, but then the dog will say, oh, my son, Mark.
I can't imagine there'd be a fierce man crouch just going to see the dog.
Yeah, but nobody goes to see the
call,
dog.
Calling
be
to
like
someone's
custody,
house.
Going yeah, to take him for a walk.
Nobody see the dog. Yeah, there he is.
Can we bring him for a walk?
No, but then my son Martin is 14, and then you see Martin coming out with these four dogs on each. I'm going for bring for a walk above the bog hector. Come on. And we hold on to
your
dog.
You can go with
and
them.
You bring your dog for a walk, and you get fitter and fitter. And it's like a whippet.
He's very
speed.
Into this, isn't he?
Fucking. So I think, Loretta, you'll be well into it.
Oh my God, I would be pure into that now. I prefer a horse, but if that might be outside
the
of our budget.
Crack. The crack of a greyhound on a Saturday night in Galway. Christ almighty, be a happy day for the boys. We'd have all the boys from Navan up the Carnies and all the boys, all the dog boys, all the tricky little blackguards around the country, the Dell boys and all the greyhound boys, because they're a great bunch of people. Yes.
And how much does it cost to keep a dog?
I don't know, it's 30 or 40 pounds a day or something, nuts and...
£40
a day.
You fucking eating BLTs and lasagna.
What the fuck is he? A teenager.
I don't know, but I look into it. I'm going to come back up with costings, and I'm going to see if I can get a couple of trainers. We don't want to have a trainer that's 9 hours away. We want a trainer.
Between Galway and Mayo.
Yeah, Galway, Mayo, Limerick.
Not Limerick. That's out of our way.
Imagine us driving to Limerick on a Saturday night, and our dog wins in Limerick, so we'd never leave the place.
No.
No,
great.
That's what I see that, and we dedicate. If the dog wins, the money goes to charity. Cúna Gaoithe Trap 1. Love it.
Oh, this is pure.
Super.
This comes in from Callum, an old Irish name.
Callum, I like it.
Callum Best.
Yeah, it's a sort of
Callum McGregor.
It's Scottish, is it?
Callum McGregor plays for... He's a Scottish. He's a Celtic captain.
Is he?
He's a captain of Celtic.
But this
and they'll win the league this week.
He's Indian, is he?
Is he from the north?
They'll win the league. Celtic. Oh, well, no, that's not Scottish, is it?
No.
It is, yes.
Wait,
I'll
get back into
that. Go on. You're very good at accent sector.
Celtic have won the league this week, Hector.
Scottish, that's not Scottish.
You do. Celtic will win the league this week.
It's a special needs.
Go on, you do it.
From Glasgow.
Go on, you do it. Celtic will win the league.
Scotland, how's it going there now?
Hey, no, that's the
north. No, that's the fucking Belfast, Naseley, Jerry.
That's Belfast like that. Belfast like fucking up and up. The fuck are you saying to me like that? I fucking smash your
mate.
I smash your fucking legs, mate.
Really, you are good with accents. Give us the Scottish. Celtic will win the league this week.
Scottish.
Say Celtic will win the league this week in Scottish.
No, Edinburgh, isn't it?
Edinburgh,
Celtic won the league this year.
Now do it in a Scottish accent.
That was the best.
Callum.
Callum sent us in this thing. Well, lads, I just wanted to send you in a little snippet. My name is Caleb and I'm down here in Wexford. My family were traditionally farmers and we have renovated an old stone barn into a coffee shop and wedding venue down outside Wexford town, my coffee house at Murphy's Barn. My father has a farm a few minutes down the road, but we had some fields below the barn for years that were basically unused. The grass was long and yellow and full of rushes. And for years, I was looking out at it wanting to be done with it, wanting something to be done with it. This year, we finally got the land rented out and the boys were in ploughing it the other day. I said to the mother, I'll go down and grab a few snaps. I said, I'll go down and grab... Mum! I'll go down... Oh, fuck you. And a word Hector said a couple of months ago that always stuck in my mind came back to me. Lunar. the glistening of the rocks off the island of Achill. And I fucking got that feeling so vividly seeing this. The absolute best of Wexford and Irish soil being turned. The shining of the riches of Irish earth being brought back to life. Words like that and moments like this resonate with me, and I felt compelled to send it in to you. All the best, Caelum.
Do you see, nice. Do you also, see the picture? Do you see the picture? Do you see the way when you when it's fully ploughed that there's a glistening like diamonds off a newly ploughed field? Absolutely magnificent.
I wonder, is he going to plant spuds or
Wexford strawberries?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this week. I hope you enjoyed the episode. God bless and good luck.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.